Hello, and welcome to Sundance's special sleepcast. I am Sundance, and this is for Cassidy. Today, I'm going to talk about stone tools. I know, it doesn't sound that exciting, but it really is. Just listen to it, okay? Stone tools, to me, are fascinating because they are some of the oldest records we have of human development. People were making stone tools before they could write. Who knows if it was before they could talk or not? We don't know, because obviously talking, and I should say language came before writing. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a language to write down. Even if it's just grunts and, you know, pictograms, I think is what they're, you know, like hieroglyphs. That's still considered part of a language because you had to put those thoughts together. Anyways, stone tools are incredibly old. The oldest stone tools we have they're from before humans existed. 3.3 million years ago, before humans existed. These were from predecessors to humans or related. They were hominids, like standing to bipedal people. But they were actually before Homo sapiens. That's incredibly old. And to get that number, 3.3 million years ago, they actually used magnetic signature dating. And I don't know the details about that, but it involves checking the magnetic orientation of the stone or the tool or the surrounding stone in the area, and comparing it to the direction of the magnetic fields of the Earth. So, to kind of make that make sense, when you look at a compass, as we all know, one side points to the north. That's how a compass works. It's just a little needle or a little dial-ish thing that always points north. And it does that because Earth has magnetic fields that run north-south, and you can orient it to point north-south. Well, over time, over an incredibly long time, the Earth actually reverses its magnetic poles. So, a million years ago or something, the poles were opposite, where the North Pole, the magnetic North Pole, is at the south end, what we would call now the south end of the Earth. And the south is at the north. So over time, that actually switches back and forth. That's an incredibly long time. And so that's how they found out how old the tools were, is they dated the stone using the magnetic fields that were left over or something. I don't know all the rest of the details. It's incredibly complicated, but that's so incredibly old. That's a long, long time, 3.3 million years. So that's where the first stone tools came. That's just basic stone tools that they know that people were hitting other things with, basically. But they only have one or two or a few specimens of those, and they're really rare, and we don't know much about them because they're so old. But I would like to talk mostly about the oldest human tools, because we are all humans. If you're listening to this, I mean, I suppose you could be a dog hearing it in the background, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the humans. And human tools are much more fascinating because we can at least relate a little bit with them, even if they are millions and millions of years ago. Now, specifically, this one is 2.6 million years ago. So, you know, it's only been 7 million years since the last one. 9 million something. Math. Yeah. Or, sorry. Point, you know, just forget that. It's like 800,000 years or something. So longer than recorded history times like 10-ish is how big of a difference it was between the oldest stone tools that weren't human and the oldest stone tools that we know did come from humans. Long time ago. They are called Mode 1 tools. A man named Graham Clark, uses classifications mode 1 through 5 to classify tool tech in the Stone Age. Sorry, this is pre-Stone Age, is actually what it's called. They don't even... This is just so long ago, it's not considered the Stone Age. Or... No, sorry, it's considered the Stone Age, the Lithic Age? I don't know, it doesn't say that. Just pretend I didn't say that. excuse me. So Graham Clark considers this mode 1. And the area where these stone tools are found is called the Olduvai Industry in Olduvai Gorge, Tanzania. That's in Africa. It's just like this depression, I think, a gorge kind of area where they made it. It's called the industry because that's where they made a lot of these tools. They're 2.6 million years ago, as I said. Now, these are essentially the simplest design. Basically, if you imagine a rock, like a potato-shaped rock, where the bottom half is smooth and still intact, so you can grip it with your hand, and the other half of the rock has been chipped into large pieces. So you can use it to chop, basically. That's all it is. You just hold the smooth, blunt end, and you chop with the other end that's been chipped off and has created sort of a point, but not even really a point. I mean, think of an axe, but then imagine that made out of a rock that's just been hit by another rock. Incredibly simple. All it does is chop. It doesn't even cut. You can't really cut with it. You just hack at things with it. Probably animals. Probably bones and stuff. Probably not wood. It probably wouldn't work very well for that, but maybe. I don't know. So that's the oldest human tools they have. 2.6 million years ago, and they were just rocks with pointy ends, sort of. That, to me, is just an incredibly fascinating thing, that we have not only like a record, but a physical... We have this physical object we can look at and say, this is what our ancestors made. This is what our dumb, almost ape-like ancestors living in Africa made so they could live a better life. That was their better life, was having these stone tools that are just a rock. That, to me, is just incredible. So I'm going to briefly go through some of the other tools. I mean, they're all just as fascinating, but I don't want to take... I don't want to go through each one of these in incredible detail, so I'll just kind of brief over them. The Mode 2, remember Graham Clark has his classifications, Mode 1 through 5. Mode 2 is called the Acheulean Industry. I'm not sure if that's pronounced right. And the most notable tool to come out of this period is the hand axe. So this is where they would basically take that rock they already had that was an axe-ish shape, and they would attach it to like a stick or something. Or they would just make a rock that was more axe-shaped. That has a whole mode to itself, from going from just something you hold onto and smash things to having a lever attached. So that was a big breakthrough at the time. Yeah. Mode 3 is called the Mousterian Industry. And I should say, these have strange names because they're named after the places they are found, or some sort of derivation of the name of the place they were found. And a lot of these are just from places that I have no idea how to pronounce the languages, like Africa or Southern Europe. So the Mode 3, the Mousterian Industry, they're classified because they came smaller and they became sharper, and they were used for scraping now. So now you could scrape something as well as chopping. Or I should say, they're usually two separate tools. They just have more tools, and some of them are used for scraping things. And in that case, you could probably get a little bit of cutting action as well. Mode 4, the Origination Industry. These ones had longer blades, before they were flaking, which is what the method is called. This, you would think like chipping off a stone until, think of an arrowhead and how it has those little semicircle rivets everywhere or divots everywhere. That's the flaking method where you hit it and this flakes off and it creates a sharp area. But this one, they're using longer blades that are less flaked. It's kind of hard to explain without pictures. Just, you know, let me try. Mode 5 is called the microlithic industry. And these are microliths that were put on composite tools. So composite tool means a composite, more than one piece put together. These microliths, I saw a picture. It's kind of hard to explain. But imagine a rod. And on the rod, it has fletchings like an arrow. You think of an arrow, and at the very back, they have the feather fletchings that come out with that angle. Think of that, except all over the rod. So it kind of looks like a spear. It's got a pointed tip, and then it turns into a rod, and it's got these little outcroppings all over it. And these outcroppings are called microliths. They're little tiny lumps, but they're sharp. That's the key. Is they're sharp and they have little flakes and they've been either attached or kind of ground out, sort of. I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Basically, it's just this fancy new tool. So then we actually make it to the Neolithic period, and that's what people mostly call the Stone Age. So everything before this is pre-Stone Age. That's how old it is. It's not even considered the Stone Age. And the Stone Age, the big improvements were ground tools. They could make ground tools from more materials. Before, they used obsidian, which is what you think of when you see an arrowhead. It's probably made of obsidian, that really black, glassy-looking rock. Or it would be made up of chert, which is another type of rock that flakes really well and makes those sharp flakes. If you try and do this, if you try and create a stone tool by flaking with just any old rock, it doesn't really work that well. So that's where, in the Stone Age, the improvement was ground tools. You could take more regular rocks and grind them to make the shapes you want, because you don't have to flake them. So you grind them into the tool shapes that you want. Another improvement that came with the Stone Age was polished tools. They would rub a rock with a piece of leather or cloth or another rock or something. You rub it enough and it becomes polished. And this actually gives the tools more strength. And they look really cool, which maybe that's just why they did it at first. Is this is all you have, is a stone tool, and you're rubbing it all the time because that's fun, I guess. I mean, it's the Stone Age, people. There isn't a whole lot for entertainment, so. But that's what came out of the Stone Age, was ground tools and polished tools, two of the biggest things. So just think about that. It starts 3.3 million years ago, before humans existed, and moves up to the Stone Age, which I don't remember when the Stone Age is, but it's like 800,000 years ago, so like less than a million, I'm pretty sure, less than a million years ago. So over, you know, 3 million years, two and a half million years, they went from a rock that you hold one end and chop with the other into polished ground stone tools. That's a long time to make improvements. But it's just, it's fascinating that we still have leftovers of these that still exist. And you can go see at the museums. And we're still finding them. We still constantly are digging up new relics and finding these old things. And to me, that's what's fascinating about stone tools, is the history it tells, where nothing else survived, about the history of our species, is left in just a rock that made it through. So, thanks for listening to today's episode. feel free to give feedback. We have the email at sundancesleepcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. That's been really great. And Cassidy, you should be asleep by now.